This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Despite the fact that a U.S. government shutdown has been averted, another week of turmoil seems to be in the making on Capitol Hill. A conservative legislator has promised to be relentless in his efforts to oust Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
A new showdown might be on the horizon on Capitol Hill. Far-right conservatives aren't happy that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reached out to Democrats to pass the temporary funding bill. Ousting him is now a top priority for conservative Republican Representative Matt Gaetz. McCarthy's response was defiant. He appeared on CBS's Face the Nation.
So be it. Bring it on. Let's get over with it and let's start governing. If he's upset because he tried to push us in a shutdown and I made sure government didn't shut down, then let's have that fight.
Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine is responding to the news that funding for the war with Russia is not included in the new stopgap measure. Reuters' Mimi Montgomery.
A Ukraine foreign ministry spokesperson says American support for his country remains strong despite news that the stopgap budget bill won't include new financial support for Kyiv. This is because ongoing aid programs won't affect billions of dollars of financial assistance already pledged. But the omission of new aid raises concerns, as U.S. President Biden stresses in a speech.
We cannot, under any circumstance, allow American support for Ukraine to be interrupted. I fully expect the speaker to keep his commitment to secure passage and support needed to help Ukraine as they defend themselves against aggression and brutality.
President Zelensky recently told U.S. lawmakers additional aid is crucial for continuing the fight. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The Turkish Defense Ministry says its warplanes carried out raids on suspected Kurdish rebel targets in northern Iraq following a suicide attack on a government building in the Turkish capital. This is VOA News. A fire broke out in a nightclub in the southeastern Spanish city of Murcia on Sunday, killing 13 people, injuring several others. Fire started around 6 in the morning in the popular nightclub and quickly tore through the venue. That's according to Spain's state news agency. The United Nations Security Council is voting this Monday to approve the deployment of foreign police in Haiti.
The vote would authorize the use of force to help the Caribbean country fight violent gangs that have largely overrun the capital. Haiti asked nearly a year ago for international help, and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the 15-member council last month that a robust use of force by a multinational police deployment and the use of military assets was needed to restore law and order in Haiti and disarm gangs. It's not clear how China and Russia will vote on the U.S. drafted resolution. The two are veto powers, along with the United States, France, and Britain. Diplomats said they are wary of authorizing the blanket use of force. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The fire that swept through a crowded wedding hall last week in a northern Iraq area, killing more than 100 people, is being blamed on local officials and gross negligence. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda tells us more.
On Sunday, Iraq's interior minister announced that investigators are blaming the blaze in Hamdaniya on gross negligence and lack of safety measures, the latest in a series of similar incidents in recent years, all said to be caused by negligence, lax regulation, and corruption. This fire was accidental and unintentional, according to the government report, which said 900 people had been allowed into a building designed to hold only 400. Flammable decorations also made the fire spread more quickly, said the interior minister, and people became trapped by exit doors that were too small.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. With control over some of his most prized real estate holdings in jeopardy, former U.S. President Donald Trump says he will make a rare voluntary trip to court Monday for the start of a civil trial in a lawsuit that has already resulted in a judge ruling that he committed fraud in his business dealings. Trump made the announcement Sunday night on his Truth Social platform, writing, "I'm going to court tomorrow morning to fight for my name and reputation." Trial is a culmination of a years-long investigation accusing Trump and his company of habitually lying about his wealth and financial statements. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.